Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
This may be the most important speech I've ever made.
President Trump.
I want to provide an update on our ongoing efforts to expose the tremendous voter fraud and irregularities which took place during the ridiculously long November 3rd elections.
From the White House diplomatic room, the president called the 2020 election a coordinated assault and siege during his 46-minute speech Wednesday. This colossal expansion of mail-in voting opened floodgates to massive voter fraud. Back in the summer, the president warned Americans this would happen. Six people in Haines, Alaska are missing Wednesday after heavy rains and flooding caused a mudslide. A local resident says dozens of homes on the hillside are uninhabitable because of the incident. Haines is about 92 miles north of Juneau. The U.S. Coast Guard, the Alaska National Guard, and Alaska State Troopers are assisting in the search and rescue operations. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Numerous U.S. states, led by New York, is investigating Facebook for possible antitrust violations and plan to file a lawsuit against the social media giant next week. The complaint would be the second major lawsuit filed against a big tech company this year. The Justice Department, you might remember, sued Alphabet Inc. from Google in October. Commissioners at the Federal Trade Commission met on Wednesday and could file a related complaint with an administrative law judge or district court. More than 40 states plan to sign on to the suit, one of four sources said, without naming the states. A disintegrating meteor likely triggered a thundering boom in upstate New York late Wednesday afternoon. Robert Lunsford with the American Meteor Society said a meteor blew up over Syracuse, New York, creating the big boom and impressive light show. By 5 p.m. Wednesday, the meteor organization had recorded 90 reports of fireballs seen in Maryland, Michigan, New York, Ontario, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. However, clouds shrouded the fireball from view in much of the area. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Oil giant Exxon is adjusting their portfolio. USA Radio News' Val Dior has more.
As it braces for a more muted oil price recovery, Exxon plans to take a non-cash charge of $17 billion to $20 billion, believed to be the largest such write-down in Exxon history, as they're long opposed to taking write-downs. Exxon aired when it acquired natural gas giant XTO for $41 billion in 2009. Roughly half of that deal's value has now been erased. Exxon is slashing the value of its natural gas portfolio, and instead of dumping more money into natural gas, promises investors it'll prioritize near-term capital spending on advantaged assets with the highest potential future value, specifically focusing on its vast oil resources in Guyana, accelerating production in the Permian Basin of West Texas, and some exploration in Brazil. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
ExxonMobil is headquartered in Irving, Texas. In the NFL, Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones says he thinks the Washington football team is special this year.
Well, I'm impressed with the Washington football team, and should be. They've beat us handedly two times. And that says about all I can say right there. They've got a solid defensive front, and obviously in Philadelphia, but speak to the Cowboys, that plays against where we've got some weakness right now in our offensive fronts.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Here. Great to have you along with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com. David Horowitz joins us now. And when you think about, first of all, his book, Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win. And, of course, the fight continues with all the voter fraud and evidence that is coming out from the Trump legal team. And in addition to the legal team, it's just everyday citizens, David, who, patriots who are standing up that know when things are not fair and not right.
Yeah, a lot of Republican cowards.
Yes, you've got that. You've got the whole mix. There's no doubt about it.
Yes, I can't. We're going to be sold out by these Republicans.
Well, David, you know, we've been talking about this. Democracy demands courage, and this is a time where people of courage, patriots, have to stand up for the truth in the U.S. Constitution, do they not?
Absolutely. I mean, you have this fraud of this election is so transparent. It's so obvious. You know, in last July, they Democrat Party sent out 600 lawyers to change the election laws to make it easier to cheat.
Yes.
Then they sent out 92 million paper ballots, which all you have to do is remove the envelope, and then nobody knows whose ballot it is.
Yes.
And you can stuff the ballot boxes. And the Democrats' response here that, you know, wow, Giuliani's crazy, it's just totally dismissive. There's no argument when facts are presented. Like, how did Joe Biden get 16 million more votes than Obama? Come on. He couldn't get a crowd more than 30 people. How did he run behind Hillary Clinton in every major city in America except for, Atlanta, Philadelphia, Detroit, and Milwaukee? Come on.
Yeah, and how did Republicans take so many House seats, David?
Issues.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, they just said, well, you can't prove it. Well, you can't prove it because they use these fraudulent voting machines from Hugo Chavez. They laughed at that, but that's the actual fact.
Exactly.
That they were created for Chavez so he would never lose an election.
Well, Chavez and other communist dictators as well. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you have Pennsylvania, where Trump's had 600,000 votes on Election Day, which, of course, Democrats have destroyed. So then, there's another shipload of ballots come in at 4:30 in the morning while Republican observers are locked outside.
Yes.
Unreal. And Biden gets 570,000 votes to Trump's 3,200. Come on. Yeah. Who could believe that? But they know, you know, we live in this, you know, semi-totalitarian culture that the Democrat Party has created because it is a totalitarian party.
It really is.
It's a one-party state. Mm-hmm. It's so evident from everything that they advocate for. Abolish the Electoral College, abolish the Senate, stack the Supreme Court. You could go on and on.
Mm-hmm.
So they shut down the national political debate. They are the enemies of democracy, the Democrats. People mm-hmm. need to see that. It's a treasonous party.
Well, they're the enemies of the truth, David. I mean, really, I mean, because at the core of all this, the very foundation has to do with the truth. The truth for them is relative. It is no longer absolute. And that gives them full reign to do whatever they darn well please, including rigging and stuffing mailboxes or voting boxes.
Yeah. Bolshevik morality, the ends justify the means.
Exactly. Well, this is a dangerous trajectory that we're on, David. You've known this. You've studied this for years, most of your life, and you've seen this. You've been sounding the alarm for decades now that America was headed on this trajectory, and here we are. The very thing that you've been warning us about is at our doorstep. I mean, if we don't hold the line, and yes, there's Republicans that are already squishing. They folded their tent. That's fine, but this isn't about Republicans or Democrats. This is about our U.S. government. This is about we the people and our U.S. Constitution, is it not?
The Democrat Party has set out to destroy the Constitution. And they, look, when they declared a resistance to Trump, that's a dagger aimed at the heart of American democracy. Our whole democracy depends on settling differences, however profound, by votes. And when you declare a resistance to a winning party, instead of, you know, doing the normal thing, being a loyal opposition, since we have to protect the country, although Democrats don't give a damn about that.
Well, here we are, David. We have Americans.
You win the next election if you don't like the election result.
Exactly.
You don't sabotage the presidency, which is what the Democrats have done. And there's not a single Democrat dissenter.
I know. Isn't that amazing? You know, between the mainstream media, Democrats, nobody's coming up even lending any kind of consideration. Oh, there's been a couple of Democrats even not even them, but I'm talking about even at the at the polling stations, Democrats who said, "Nah, this stinks. This is not right." So there's been, but you know, they are not reported on very well.
Democrats.
Yes. You're exactly right. No,
the
you're exactly right.
The party is entirely corrupt. And they have to get a whole new leadership for this country to survive, actually. I mean, look at them. If the United States takes out the head of the nuclear weapons program,
right.
Iran,
mm-hmm.
whose leaders are chanting death to America, who are violating the ballistic missile treaties or whatever, to get intercontinental ballistic missiles that could reach the United States with nuclear weapons. You know, Trump takes them out, and the Democrats attack Trump.
I know.
Just the way they attack, you know, Soleimani, who killed mm-hmm. thousands of Americans. The terror, you know, the leader of terror in the world, Soleimani, we took him out, and that was condemned by the whole Democrat leadership. These people are traitors, beginning with Barack Obama, who was responsible for that deal that was never ratified by the Senate. He got it ratified by the UN.
Yes.
What is the UN? It's a collection of kleptomaniacs, dictators, and terrorists.
Well, these are all globalists, David. You know that, and that's what they're aiming for. That's why even our own scientists don't want to listen to any. They want to listen to the WHO, you know, and take our marching orders regarding COVID.
The head of the WHO is on the executive committee of the Tigray Liberation Front, which is massacring people in Ethiopia this week, or maybe it was last week.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just China's pawn. It's just terrible. The term globalist is accurate, but they're really communists.
Yes.
Communists are globalists.
Well, yeah, because that's what they want. They want full control, and they see themselves. I mean, President Xi made it clear when he took over office is that he saw China as, you know, the leader of the world. And Donald Trump and America is in their way. And right now, we're so close to buckling here, David. But for the courage of true patriots, they're holding their ground. And
by Trump.
Yes, exactly.
This is an American hero.
Yeah.
Give him credit for defending our democracy against the forces of the Democrat Party, which could care less about our
exactly.
democracy.
Got to go to break. We've got more from David Horowitz after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. How do you select the right investment platform for your needs? The many choices of online brokerages can seem overwhelming, especially with many now offering $0 trades. Matt Galeen, head of Consumer Client Management, Consumer Banking and Investments at Bank of America, shares tips from Merrill for finding the right investing platform that provides more benefits for you, your financial goals, and your values.
If you're planning to take a more active role in managing your investments, choose a financial services firm that delivers a personalized investing experience with user-friendly tools, insights, and educational resources tailored to your financial interests. Additionally, consider firms that provide comprehensive environmental, social, and governance offerings, otherwise known as impact or ESG investing, to help you align your portfolio to your values. With the right investment platform, you can gain more confidence to help achieve your goals throughout your financial journey.
For more, visit MerrillEdge.com.
Impact investing and or environmental, social, and governance, ESG investing, involves additional risk.
Merrill Lynch Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated is a registered broker-dealer member SIPC and a wholly owned subsidiary of Bank of America. Banking products are provided by Bank of America North America, member FDIC and a wholly owned subsidiary of Bank of America Corporation. Investment products are not FDIC insured, they are not bank guaranteed, and they may lose value.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages.
We have a country to save.
This is your
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. And always fresh and always independent is one David Horowitz, the celebrated author of the book Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win. And no doubt, David, your book, a bit prophetic, which raised a lot of ire from the left. But they can't handle the truth. We know that. And Donald, go ahead.
I've got a personal gripe about this election fraud, because my book, the subtitle is Trump Will Smash the Left and Win, and he did.
Yes.
He got 11 million more votes than he did in 2016, despite being the target of the worst character assassinations in human history directed at him for four solid years. 11 million more votes.
Yeah. And they all came together.
My book was vindicated, but yes. Now I get all this garbage from the left saying I was wrong.
No, well, right. Okay. Yeah, but winning is still to be played out, David Horowitz. And I believe ultimately truth will win. Trump will win, regardless of how much cheating wants to, you know, that they want to take place. Because there's something about the truth. It always finds a way to come out. And I am waiting for the day when all these people who have settled on a Biden president-elect moniker, what are they going to do? Even if he gets into the White House, I believe that there will be no gain for the Democratic Party. This will play out because
the war is just heating up.
Yes, exactly.
What Trump does, and what's great, is he has created a conservative patriotic movement.
Yes.
When I came over from the left 40 years ago, the first question I had is, where's the ground army for the right? The left has all these organizations, you know, they're out in the streets, they're extorting corporations. Corporate America is now funding its own demise. These people hate private property, freedom, corporate America, and they're communists. People have to understand that. What Trump has done for the first time, there just was no ground.
You're exactly right. Right.
And the only way we can take back our country is if people will get out there, fight for school board seats, fight the communist curriculum in our schools. You can't just do this legislatively. You have to have a movement. You know, why aren't there demonstrations at the headquarters of Twitter, for example? That's
exactly.
What I want to know.
No, well, and Google, you're right, and Facebook. But I'll tell you right now, we've got the March for Trump that's going on across the country, and we'll probably have another million-plus people, if not 2 million, according to Amy Kramer, who is the chairwoman for this event. I mean, this has been an organic event, to your point. You talk about ground troops. Look what they did back in mid-November. You had well over a million people there in D.C. taking a stand for liberty, our U.S. Constitution, and for our president.
You know, when I first became a conservative and looked around, there was no ground war until the Tea Party.
Yes.
Before the Tea Party, if you had three conservatives, you know, walking side by side, they look and with a sign, they look at each other and say, "What are we, collectivists?" And they would stop. But now they understand that we're in a war.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not everybody understands this. I wrote a piece called Fighting Words,
yes,
which is up on Powerline blog and on Front Page. I think 80,000 people have read this article. And Rush Limbaugh read it over the radio. But I point out that here you have the Democrats accusing Trump of treason, accusing him of personally killing 220,000, this is in the presidential debate,
right,
coronavirus patients, being a mass murderer, in other words. And Kevin McCarthy, our congressional leader, says, dismisses that, says, oh, you know, they're just playing politics. They're not playing, Kevin.
Right.
That's war. They're trying
exactly.
to kill you.
Yes.
We have to fight fire with fire. We have to call the Democrats what they are, character assassins, communists, racists. It's a racist party. But you know, Biden's having a lot of trouble with that. He hasn't decided which kind of racism he's
exactly.
You know, it's so weird, this thing. You have to have a woman, you have to have a black person, you have to have a brown person. I mean, come on, let's have the best people.
How about that?
Whatever their color or gender.
Mm-hmm. Well, David, as you point out, there is a definite war politically. There's a war regarding COVID. It is amazing to me. I mean, this is the first time America's been at war. During Vietnam, we had disparate viewpoints and people not necessarily unified behind Vietnam, but nothing like this, even talking about COVID. I mean, there's just so many opinions, but there's no unity, unity behind how to fight, you know, COVID. We can't even, you know, get our government to agree to take care of these people that are hurting so bad.
Fauci is a good example, a completely corrupt figure who, you know, you can't trust a word he says or a word many of these scientists say. They've been infected with this political disease.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's not forget that they killed 500,000 gay people by knuckling into the left and saying that AIDS was an equal opportunity virus. It wasn't, actually.
Exactly.
And by suppressing them, there was no contact tracing. There was no testing. All of the public health methods of fighting an epidemic were discarded. Because they were politically incorrect. That's what happened in the 80s.
Right.
And it's the same people. It was Fauci then and Birx and Redfield, the same people.
And they're back again.
We have to do a thorough cleaning in our country. And the only way it will happen is if people get involved. I have another article, which is up on Front Page Mag today,
mm-hmm.
called Where We Are and What We're Facing. And it's kind of a sequel to the article Fighting Words.
Mm-hmm.
And it explains how this happened. It happened when the radical left, the anti-Vietnam left, was not an anti-war left. It was a pro-communist left that wanted the enemy to win in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And how do I know that? Because when the left forced America to withdraw, the communists proceeded to kill 2.5 million Indo-Chinese peasants who had the wrong ideology.
Exactly.
And it was not one protest, not one. All the protests were attacks on America. And those people marched into the Democrat Party in 1968. These leftists like Tom Hayden and Jane Fonda who wanted to burn America down. They went into the Democrat Party and over the next 50 years took it over. Barack Obama, obviously, was one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is sad when you think about what...
People wonder, how did the Democrat Party become such a left-wing, communist, racist party? It's because of the political left. All those little Ilhan Omars and Rashida Tlaibs and AOCs, marched through... We used to call it the Long March through the institutions. Took over the Democrat Party and now run it.
Well, David, we got about a minute left. Again, we appreciate the time. Appreciate you coming on. How can people be in touch with you? And what is it that we have to do in this war that is coming at us, whether it's COVID or the fighting words from the political left?
My website is frontpagemag.com. You can follow me there. My Twitter handle is @Horowitz39. I have a new book coming out in April called The Enemy Within, which is the Democrat Party.
Yes.
Our totalitarian movement is destroying America. And what people need to do is they need to fight at every level. Like I say, local school board elections are important. Local races. Get involved.
Exactly.
And to the extent that you can, call them by their right names.
We got to leave it there. New York Times bestselling author, renowned conservative commentator, one and only David Horowitz. Thank you, David. Take care.
Thank you, Bill.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pryde.
This may be the most important speech I've ever made.
President Trump.
I want to provide an update on our ongoing efforts to expose the tremendous voter fraud and irregularities which took place during the ridiculously long November 3rd elections.
From the White House diplomatic room, the president called the 2020 election a coordinated assault and siege during his 46-minute speech Wednesday. This colossal expansion of mail-in voting opened floodgates to massive voter fraud. Back in the summer, the president warned Americans this would happen. Six people in Haines, Alaska are missing Wednesday after heavy rains and flooding caused a mudslide. A local resident says dozens of homes on the hillside are uninhabitable because of the incident. Haines is about 92 miles north of Juneau. The U.S. Coast Guard, the Alaska National Guard, and Alaska State Troopers are assisting in the search and rescue operations. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Back with the American Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us sharing part of your day. For more info on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, today is International Day of People with Disabilities Day. And Kara Barron is with us, a special guest. She was a communications signals intelligence analyst with the United States Air Force when she was diagnosed with reflex sympathetic dystrophy complex regional pain syndrome. That's a mouthful, RSDCRPS. Almost sounds like something Aretha Franklin could sing, but much more painful. She was medically retired after being confined to a wheelchair in 2018. This past Veterans Day, November the 11th, Kara was the surprise recipient of a retrofitted vehicle thanks to the fourth annual Driven to Drive program, which helps disabled vets get back behind the wheel. The program was created to help injured veterans like Kara, who have greatly sacrificed for our country, regain their independence. As you can imagine, Kara is now a rally car racer, really, who helps train others how to drive off-road, specifically with hand controls. In previous years, the vehicle is retrofit by Drive to Drive. However, this year, since Kara has been developing her own hand controls, she plans to retrofit the vehicle she wins courtesy of Driven to Drive. Kara loves driving because it gives her a sense of normalcy, and when she's in her car, she just, you know, she's like every other driver. No one can tell that she is in a wheelchair. Kara, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us to hear your story.
Hi, thank you so much for having me this morning. It's great to be here.
Well, today is International Day of People with Disabilities Day. What does that mean, you know, for you and other people with disabilities to have a day set aside like this?
I mean, honestly, for us to have the representation in the community and to have the recognition for a National Day of Persons with Disabilities is huge. It's allowing us to have a platform and a day to really project our voices as loud as we can to show everybody that these kind of lives are just as normal and just as cool as everybody else's.
Yeah, and that's the bottom line, isn't it? I mean, that whether you're driving and going about your lives, yes, you may have a disability, but gosh, in many cases, I'll tell you, disabled people prove that, you know, sometimes it's the people that don't look disabled probably are more disabled, you know, just by contrast,
yeah.
Right? I mean, with all love and sincerity and respect, I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, we definitely find a lot of the times that when you hire somebody with disabilities or you work with people with disabilities, you'll find that they are more adaptive and they're more resilient to different circumstances that could come up because they're already dealing with so many different things that just happen in life.
Mm-hmm.
So they're able to work through problems a lot quicker and a lot of the times with different solutions that we may not have thought of.
Yeah, and that's what I hear from employers quite often is that they really appreciate. I mean, to them, they will tell me, Kara, that someone with a disability is a golden employee. That's the way they refer to them, as a golden employee, because they work hard, they are really committed, and I don't know, maybe it's because of that situation. Maybe you feel like, okay, you have to do so much more because of your disability. I don't know what it is, but I'll tell you, business owners really appreciate the dedication of their employees.
Yeah, no, I think that's definitely kind of what it is. A lot of us feel like we have to prove ourselves to a whole other level just to be seen on the same platform as everybody else. So we do kind of hold ourselves to a higher standard and a higher work ethic. A lot of the times.
Well, Kara, you served in the Air Force. It's especially fond for me. I served in the Marine Corps, but my oldest brother was career Air Force. And so when I'm speaking with someone else who served in the Air Force, it reminds me so much of him and his dedicated service. Tell us how long you served and what you did in the Air Force.
Yeah, I love that. So first of all, I'll tell your son and thank you as well. For yourself as well, for your service. I spent 6.5 years in. I joined back in 2011, pretty much straight out of high school. My dad was in the Army, so it was kind of something that I always wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
excuse me. I spent 6.5 years in. I was a communication signals intelligence analyst, so it's a big mouthful for I can't really tell you what I did.
You'd have to kill me. I understand. Okay,
basically, secret squirrel stuff. but yeah, so I loved it, and unfortunately, my career was cut short by the disease.
Mm-hmm. And this, tell us about RSD, CRPS. I was teasing about it does sound like an Aretha Franklin song. I mean, you have to admit. And I wasn't trying to be a smart aleck. It was just that's a mouthful. RSD, CRPS.
Oh, no, it definitely is. And when I was diagnosed back in 2015, after the surgery, my doctor actually gave me a sticky note with the acronym RSD-CRPS on it. Uh-huh. And that's how I found out what it was. I was told to go home and Google it. So I went home and Googled it and it popped up and that's kind of how I learned my fate. But so RSD-CRPS is basically a malfunction between your brain and the limb that's causing the signals that are being sent to not be interpreted properly. So for the first couple of years, it was a lot of pain in my lower limb. And then a car accident, unfortunately, helped the disease spread up my spinal cord. And that mass amount of signals going through with that ended up paralyzing me.
How prevalent is RSD-CRPS?
It is not very common. It's one of the rare disorders that I believe it's like 1 in 250,000 get it.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
So a rare disease. And how are you doing now, Kara?
I mean, medically, we're stable. We have been for a little while now, so it's been pretty cool. I've been able to just kind of figure out my path in life and decide which way I want to go rather than focusing on medical treatments all the time.
Exactly.
So I'm enjoying everything.
Well, you were recently named the recipient of a retrofitted vehicle, as we discussed, as part of the True Cars Driven to Drive program. How surprising was that moment for you?
So we're in the time of COVID, and I really, one, I didn't expect to be the recipient. I figured that there was going to be somebody else that deserved it more or that kind of caught their eye more. So I wasn't expecting it at all. They had me on a Zoom call, and all of a sudden my doorbell starts going off, and it's going crazy. And I go to answer it, and there's like a crowd of people and cameras, and they surprised me so bad that I cursed. Like, that was the first thing out of my mouth was a curse word. it was very, very, very surprising, and I'm so truly honored and blessed to be able to do this, because now we're going to be able to give back to the community in so many different ways that I didn't think we were going to be able to do for a while.
So here they are ringing your doorbell. You're on a Zoom call yelling, I'm on a Zoom call. Leave me alone. Quit knocking on the door. And
yeah.
Little did you know, on the other side of the door is this incredible surprise for you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I really didn't expect it to be anybody at the door that I knew. They were, like, really just going crazy on it. And I told the woman I was on Zoom with, like, she was like, you can go get that. And I was like, I'm going to bring you with me in case it's somebody that's, like, maybe trying to come kill me because I need a witness. And she was laughing, and it was just, she was in on the surprise. So she was like, just go get it.
Yes, really. Exactly. Well, good for you. What a great surprise. Kara, tell our audience why it's important that disabled vets drive and have their own vehicles.
Honestly, driving is the last piece of independence for a lot of us that have had mobility issues. They take your license, you have to get a new one, you have to get retrained. And when you're driving, there's no better feeling than knowing that nobody can look in and see your disability outwardly. Like for 30 seconds to an hour, however long you're driving, you are just one of the guys. And it's a really, really incredible feeling.
Exactly. Well, it keeps you on the road of independence, which is what is all part of being normal and what all Americans want, whether you're a vet or you support vets. And we have to leave it there. Kara Barron has been our guest. Kara, where can our audience go for more information?
So if your viewers want to check out more information on the Driven to Drive program, you can check out truecar.com/military for more info.
Well, it's International Day of People with Disabilities Day, and Kara Barron, medically retired Air Force senior airman, has been our guest. Kara, thank you for being with us. Be safe.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
This is sponsored by Amazon. This holiday season, Amazon is delivering smiles to charities across the country with the help of celebrity partners Gabrielle Union and Ali Raisman. And it's easy for customers to join them in giving back. Kate Scarpa, Amazon spokesperson.
We're proud to support charities that have been impacted by the challenges of this year. And customers can also join us in giving back by shopping through Amazon Smile. By starting at smile.amazon.com, customers can find incredible holiday deals, low prices, and convenient shopping, with the added bonus that Amazon will donate a portion of their purchase price directly to the charity of their choice at no cost to them.
Customers can also donate items to charities directly at smile.amazon.com/charity lists, where nonprofits create wish lists of the items needed most. Additionally, shoppers can donate to Toys for Tots by saying, Alexa, donate to Toys for Tots, or make a monetary donation to a charity of their choice by saying, Alexa, I want to make a donation. Learn more and give back this season at smile.amazon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and I'll tell you, it's great to have Dr. Ted Baer back with us, CEO of Movie Guide, chairman of the Christian Film and TV Commission, ministry and director of its Family Guide to Movies and Entertainment. Dr. Ted, good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm always happy to be with you. Usually I see you at NRB, and we do
yes.
a little show at the National Religious Broadcasters. So this is an honor. This is
no,
wonderful.
I'll tell you, it's great to have you on anytime we can have you on, whether it's at NRB or any place in between. And we hope to have you on a weekly basis going forward here, because we appreciate your insight. First of all, just to catch up on things, Giving Tuesday this week went really well. You did it upright and big, as America once again demonstrated its generosity, right?
Well, all the giving has been doing well. You know, Movie God has grown from $37 million a year ago to $41 million. Now, most of that is because of people are staying home and watching movies streaming. Mm-hmm. You know, the average person watches 20 movies a month, so it's become a big deal. So it's just pushed. Every week we get pushed up. I mean, 1 week Facebook was up 416%. Throughout the year, the whole thing was up 71%. New users as part of that, were 76%. When I say 41 million, I mean people, not
yes.
dollars. So let's make sure that nobody, because once in a while I'll do a show and they say, oh, $41 million. No. It's 41 million people.
Right.
And, but we give away the movie for free in all sorts of ways. And, you know, we have a date night movie guide and a family night movie guide and all that good stuff. And, we're donor supported. So
yes.
You're absolutely right. It went well.
Well, and you check out their website, ladies and gentlemen, at movieguide.org. All the information is right there, and you can connect and interact with Movie Guide, with the personnel. Great stories like this one that you're featuring right now regarding Carrie Underwood, who wants to direct people to Jesus through music. And she tells a sweet story about how she got involved with music.
Well, yeah, she did. And I don't do all the articles.
No.
You're asking me for an article that I didn't do. But that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, I know Carrie. I've spent time with Carrie. She comes to our junkets. She's come to the gala. So, and she's done a great job in the couple of movies that she's been in. And she's kept her faith, which is very rare for people in the entertainment. You know, I've been in the entertainment industry 74 years.
Right.
Because my father and mother were starring in movies in the 1920s.
Mm.
And I see people every day coming to Hollywood and then suddenly, you know, changing. Power corrupts. So it's nice to see somebody who's kept the faith.
Well, and it requires balance, and that's why we appreciate what Movie Guide does, because it does give a balance and an outlet and a forum, you know, for people of faith in Hollywood. As you and I have discussed many times previously, is that, the entertainment industry being what it is, especially, I would say, you know, in the last 5 years with this cancel culture running amok, you know, people of faith have been set aside. They've been ignored. They've been canceled. You know, the spirit, I call it the spirit of invalidation, has been running amok, particularly in entertainment. But I thought it was quite interesting here with a recent documentary. A good friend of mine, Daphne Barak, interviewed a couple of dozen, you know, rap artists and everything. And basically the bottom line of the conversation, and these are people that are not pro-conservative at all, but they finally came to the conclusion that, you know, we need to be able to talk and listen to one another.
Well, there are a lot of good people in Hollywood. You know, there was a group headed up by John Boyd, who's very outspoken, and, mm-hmm. and a lot of the other stars. And about 3,000 people were getting together once a year, people of faith and values, including many of the people who come to the Movie God Awards. And the Movie God Awards, it always attracts an incredible number of people. It's like a net that we throw out, and we get people coming because we're honoring the best movies that have Christian content, best movies with family content, best movies with patriotic content. And we're surprised. I mean, we get one of my favorite anti-abortion movies is Boss Baby. And the top team came and got up there and said, we're Christian. And then we went to lunch together. And then another one, The Croods, which is a new movie that just brought out the sequel. And they got up there and said, you know, you're the only people who figured out that follow the light and follow the sun meant to follow Jesus, and that's what we're all about. So we see that all the time at the Movie God Awards. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, the interesting thing about Christians are that many of them express the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. So they're not out there being mean-spirited and telling other people not to talk and screaming at people, which often the other people are doing, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was one of those other people. I grew up in the entertainment industry, and I came to Christ when I was 28. And before that, I was a mess, and I was a card-carrying communist. So God redeemed me, and God can redeem anybody. And that's what we do. One person came from, who's a great pastor, came to the Movie God Awards. Most of them, we don't let a lot of people who aren't in the industry in there. And one person came and said, you're giving them church. But we give them church by showing them clips from their movies that have extreme Christian content.
Mm-hmm. Ted, you reflected on your background up to your latter 20s, being a card-carrying communist, and you see what's happening in our country today. How does that, you know, what kind of emotions does that evoke from you?
Well, I understand, you know, the point of view. Marx, as you know, had a lot of ways that he wanted to make people equal, which sounds good. It sounds very good, especially when you're a young kid who grew up in New York. And I was a member of the National Lawyers Guild, which was a communist organization which represented the Chicago Seven, and they just made a movie about him. So the things that Marx wanted to do to equalize people is if they ran too fast, then you put weights on their legs. If they're too smart, you put blinders on them. But the four, five things that he wanted to abolish was, one, to abolish the nation. Well, that's, Bill, it's interesting because we don't want to be separated by, you know, groupings and stereotyping. So, you know, as Christians, Marx actually wrote a paper when he was 16 commending Jesus because his father was a Christian and converted. Mm-hmm. And Marx wrote this paper. And a long time ago, a friend of mine had two papers, one from Billy Graham when he was 16, which was denouncing Christians. The next one was from Marx. But then Marx flipped and he became anti-Christian, and he wrote a great poem to, which is evil, you know, lauding the adversary. And yes. When he flipped, he said, you know, abolish property, abolish religion, abolish the nation. And then, because I've witnessed to many Marxists abolish the family, and many of them say, I don't want to abolish my family, and then abolish the individual. And that's what all the cancel culture is doing right now. So all of those things sound good when you don't know Jesus. When you know Jesus, you know that in Christ, you know, we're equal. In Christ, we know that we have, there is no difference between you and me, my wife who's Argentine, and my son who's in Australia, and then other son, you know, someplace else. You know, this is, we're all one in Christ, and he loves us all, and he's adopted us all. So the only place you can find true equality is in Christ. You can't find it by forcing it on people through the government, although that sounds good when you don't know Jesus.
Well, because what is, you are substituting possessions and things of this world versus the things that Christ gives us, which are supernatural and don't belong to this world. So if you're going to hold on to the things of the world, yes, you're short-circuiting yourself. And this is what makes it tough sometimes, especially with people of faith, because you're trying to reconcile your faith walk with with the culture and spiritual understanding and wisdom. And, you find that the harder you hang on to the things of the world, you really reduce your own intellect, don't you?
You do reduce you reduce your field of vision, and you don't understand basically that, it's like looking at the trees outside my office here in beautiful Camarillo near Salem Broadcasting. Every leaf is different, but God creates them different. That's the beauty of it. I mean, we would be terrible if we all looked the same. Man, for the windows that I'm looking at, makes straight edges. God makes variety, but every leaf is special to him. Every person is special to him. So it's a different kind of equality, and it opens your mind to the vastness of the universe. And as Einstein said, you know, when you look at it all, there must be a God, because you see his hand at work in everything outside and everything inside us.
Mm-hmm. And we just had this conversation this morning, when the Jews asked Jesus, give us a sign and we'll believe. And I'm sure that he had to laugh, even as God laughs today for people that say, give me a sign. And just like you said, you wake up every day, you look, you see the skies, you see nature, you see a blade of grass, you see a ladybug, walking around. And it puts me in awe, Ted. And it's like, what else do you need to know than what you're seeing around? The glory of God, the praises of God are there coming out of his own creation, if you will only listen.
St. Paul says in the book of Romans, all of creation testifies to God.
Amen.
And we can either read creation, and better yet, we read his word written. One way I came to Christ was somebody challenged me because I was so anti-Christian to read the Bible. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was a myth because I went to Dartmouth and Cambridge and University of Bordeaux and Toulouse, and I was hyper-educated and had 2 800s of the College Board and graduated summa cum laude. And I said, this is all. And then I started reading it. And those begats changed my mind, because this was a real person, came in a real time. It was God incarnate. And it's an amazing thing when you read the Bible to change your mind.
Well, Dr. Ted Baer has been with us. Look forward to talking to him and getting updated every week here on Bill Martinez, the CEO of Movie Guide, chairman of the Christian Film and TV Commission. Dr. Baer, how can they be in touch with you?
Well, go to movieguide.org, movieguide.org, and if you have a question, go to info@movieguide.org.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a four-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.